Ken Forrester, Executive Director at Momenta. Welcome to our Digital Thread podcast, produced by, for, and about digital industry leaders. In this series of conversations, we capture insights from the best and brightest minds in digital industry. They're executives, entrepreneurs, advisors, and other thought leaders. What they have in common is, like our team at Momenta, they are deep industry operators. We hope you find these podcasts informative, and as always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. Good day and welcome to episode 210 of our Momenta Digital Thread podcast series. Today, I'm greatly pleased to have Suhas Patel, CEO and founder of Tavarit, a German startup focused on reducing scrap and energy waste for metal manufacturing companies. Momenta is a recent investor in Tavarit, having led their Series A round. With the passion for sustainable and zero-waste manufacturing, Suhas has set up and steered greenfield factories in metal processing, densified biofuel, and packaging machinery. His early R&D experience with Qualcomm and Intel groomed him to set up and lead world-class tech startups. He considers himself a business-driven philanthropist, actively mentoring startups in his ecosystem. Suhas serves as president of TIE, or TIE, the German chapter of a Silicon Valley-based entrepreneurial organization. He was recently nominated as an ambassador of GINSEP, or G-I-N-S-E-P, a bilateral startup exchange program supported by the German Federal Ministry for Economic Affairs and Energy. He serves on the board of the Sustainable Manufacturing Alliance at EU Tech. Suhas holds a bachelor's degree in computer science from India and a master's degree in telecommunications from France. Suhas, welcome to our Digital Thread podcast.
Thank you, Ken, for the warm introduction. It's a pleasure to be here on Momenta's Digital Thread podcast, joining esteemed professionals and thought leaders in the realm of digital industry and transformation. I'm thrilled to have this opportunity to share insights and discuss the work we are doing at Tavarit. First and foremost, I want to express my gratitude to Momenta for its support and investment at Tavarit. It's an honor to have Momenta as a partner in our journey to revolutionize the metal industry through sustainable practices and waste reduction. I'm excited to delve into the discussion on digital industry, the impact of technology on manufacturing, and the innovative solution we offer at Tavarit to address scrap and energy waste in metal manufacturing companies. Together, we can drive a more sustainable and efficient future for the industry. Once again, thank you for having me, and I look forward to a fruitful conversation on the Digital Thread podcast.
Wow, that was really nice, Suhas. I appreciated that. Yes, this was not a sponsored, if you will, endorsement. So, and unbeknownst to me, it was actually coming, but I appreciate it. And look, we are honored to be a key supporter for you guys, and more importantly, the industrial impact that you are having in your home country, Germany, but obviously across Europe and globally. So I will greatly look forward to digging into that a little bit. But you know, we call this the Digital Thread podcast. So we think about it as one's personal digital thread, how you got to where you're at now. So tell me, what would you consider to be your digital thread?
Yeah. So Ken, my digital thread started with my metal processing factory. It was a really greenfield project. When I look at the balance sheet at that time, 30% of the production cost was coming from energy bill and 60% was attributed to the scrap generated in the production. Initially, we were working on pen and paper, logging every important parameters. At the end of the day, I was sitting with my production manager to check the possibility of optimization using fishbone diagrams. And we observed that there's a need to observe more parameters, and we started using various formulas in Excel. We saw a small uplift in the profitability. As we progressed in the following 2 years, I started developing a small program, a software, which was helping me analyzing the production losses, energy losses, scrap losses. And I was really laser focused on reducing avoidable losses to zero. And I observed that if I target reducing only the avoidable losses, my profitability will increase by 20 to 30%. This intrigued me to explore more opportunities to increase the profitability of my factory using digitalization. A second thread was a meeting with my co-founder, Rahul. When I met Rahul, I met him in one of the entrepreneurial events organized by TIE, where I was a president. Over a period of time, we started exploring ideas to combine my manufacturing background and his deep tech and digitalization knowledge. At Twarit, our journey in the digital industry is defined by the relentless pursuit of revolutionizing the foundries and metalworking sector. Our flagship solution, TIA, powered by patented potential industrial AI technology, lies at the core of our digital thread. We firmly believe in the potential of AI to shape a sustainable future while driving operational excellence.
There was a movie several years ago out of, I believe, a Michael Crichton novel called Moneyball. And of course, it was about the application of deep analytics toward baseball, U.S. baseball, the Oakland A's in this case. And of course, you know, a good movie with, I believe, Brad Pitt, that was part of it as well. But in some ways, as venture capitalists, we always describe our new investments across the team. And somebody, I believe it was Rohit at the time when he was presenting your initial investment proposal, said, it's Moneyball for metal casting.
That's true.
And what you've just said about your digital thread comes right into it, both the intersection, but your own experience, how you were already applying a very analytical approach toward your manufacturing journey. So not surprising, because in the bio, we mentioned that your early work with Qualcomm and Intel, over 10 years, mind you, between those two, had groomed you for founding and leading Tavarit. So can you say a little bit about how that DNA really helped you in Tavarit?
Certainly. My tenure at Qualcomm and Intel spanning over 10 years significantly contributed to my preparation for founding and leading Tavarit. The diverse experiences I gained at these renowned technology companies were instrumental in shaping my entrepreneurial journey. During my time at Qualcomm, I had the privilege of working at their UMTS R&D center in Germany. My role was involving technical sales of the revolutionary mobile TV technology, which is called MediaFlow. At that time, you know, they spent around $800 million and that they sold the technology for $1.7 billion. I was responsible for showcasing the technology to key stakeholders across Europe, South America, and Middle East. This experience provided me with invaluable insights into the development of and marketing of disruptive technology. Additionally, I learned the intricacies of engaging with government regulators to advocate for spectrum allocation, a crucial aspect of introducing new wireless technologies into market. Secondly, following my journey at Qualcomm, I transitioned into Intel, where I served as an independent consultant. In this capacity, I was entrusted with the vital responsibility of ensuring the quality assurance of Intel's low-power devices. This role allowed me to deepen my understanding of the importance of quality control and the rigorous processes required in delivering high-performance products to the customers. And this combined exposure to the dynamic technologies landscape at Qualcomm and Intel and the rigorous quality assurance practices basically at Intel honed my skill in technology development, marketing, maintaining the highest standard of product excellence. And these experiences provided me with a solid foundation for navigating the challenges of entrepreneurship in the digital industry. And founding Tavarit was a natural progression for me. Qualcomm and Intel both are deep tech companies. It allowed me to open my vision that the most complex challenges can be solved with technology. And my manufacturing background gave me the insight into the real challenges of metal manufacturing plant, which they are facing on a day-to-day basis. The insights I gathered from working with disruptive technology, engaging with regulators, and ensuring product quality have been invaluable in guiding Tavarit's approach to delivering innovative AI solutions to the foundries and metalworking industries. And this whole experience was really combined, you know, Intel, Qualcomm, and my metal plant is a base for Tavarit.
I can clearly see that. What's interesting is you jumped from Qualcomm and Intel after 10 years to manufacturing in 2010. So co-founder, head of production for Garage Specialty. What attracted you to the metal manufacturing industry and what were some of the learnings here that inspired you to create Tavarit?
Yeah, so Garage Specialty Private Limited, this is the metal processing plant which I started, marked a pivotal moment in my career as I made the leap into the world of metal manufacturing in 2010. Co-founding GSPL, which is Garage Specialty Private Limited, and serving as a head of production allowed me to embark on a journey that would shape my path and inspire the creation of Tavarit. What attracted me to the metal manufacturing industry was the incredible transformation that takes place when a molten metal is converted into a stabilizer for the plastic industry. Witnessing this process firsthand ignited a passion for the intricate world of metal processing. And it is the world where the raw material undergoes a metamorphosis, giving birth to essential components and products that fuel various industries. And during my time at GSPL, I assumed multiple roles, from founder to the plant manager to the shop floor engineer. Wearing these hats provided me invaluable insights into the challenges faced by the manufacturing plants on a day-to-day basis. I was confronted with the responsibility of maintaining profitability, ensuring high overall equipment effectiveness, OEE, and optimizing production processes. To overcome these challenges, I delved into the realm of data analysis and modeling. I designed detailed statistical and financial models that allowed us to make informed decisions, identify areas of improvements, maximizing efficiency. And this experience served as a bedrock for Genesis of Turret. And the learning which I gathered from GSPL and the successful exit which we did in 2020 for all its investors instilled me a deep sense of accomplishment. It reinforced my belief in the transformative power of technology and data-driven approaches within the manufacturing industry. As I said earlier, you know, in GSPL, when we started the factory, it was like on pen and paper. You know, we were doing all the analysis on paper. Then we moved to the Excel. Then we develop our own software. So this analytical approach was really helpful, you know, in Turret as well. Yeah.
So all of this, of course, brings us up to Tavarit, spelled T-V-A-R-I-T for our listeners, which you founded in 2019. So what is Tavarit's value proposition?
Ken, Tavarit's value proposition lies in its proposition as a world-leading deep tech company at the forefront of industrial AI solution for the foundries and metalworking industries. Our ultimate vision is to realize sustainable and zero-waste manufacturing for our customers. We strive to empower manufacturers worldwide to achieve maximum overall equipment efficiencies with minimum waste and energy losses, revolutionizing production planning with a focus on energy efficiency. And this transformation is made possible through our cutting-edge AI technology, which is known as TIA, T-I-A, Tavarit Industrial AI. Under TIA, we offer two flagship products, PSQ and PSE. First product, PSQ, which is software as a service offering. PSQ means prescriptive quality, that provides real-time AI-based prediction and prescription to minimize scrap, benefiting casting operators, process engineers, and production managers. With PSQ, we have achieved remarkable results, delivering over 50% reduction in scrap for our plants. PSE, our second product, on the other hand, addresses the need for reducing the energy waste. This SaaS offering visualizes energy consumption, provides real-time alerts and recommendations based on AI for saving energy. Prescriptive energy, PSE, has proven to be highly effective, resulting in an average reduction of 15 to 25% in energy consumption for our plant. What sets out Tavarit apart is not only the immediate impact we have on our customers' operations, but also our scalability and continuous learning capability. Our solution can be seamlessly scaled from a single machine to an entire plant. And as more data is fed into the AI model, they become increasingly intelligent and accurate. With over 25 data experts, 3 successful product launches for the smart factory, and more than 50 metal plants impacted, Tavarit has solidified its position as a leader in the metal casting industry. We are serving clients having plants in 9 countries across 5 continents. And through our innovative solutions, we have saved our customers a staggering 14 billion euro. And Tavarit's mission is also clear, to drive the digitalization for the metal manufacturing industry. Our metal AI platform, already deployed over 50 plants, offers ready-made AI models for various subsegments, such as die casting, hot metal rolling, cold forming, and metal joining processes. It provides comprehensive solutions for connectivity, traceability, and analytics, covering crucial aspects like energy optimization, defect prediction, predictive maintenance, supply chain optimization for the metal manufacturing plant. At Tavarit, we are driven by the belief that the potential of AI in sustainable manufacturing is unlimited. And our value proposition lies in our ability to empower manufacturers to embrace a future of efficient, sustainable and forward-thinking practices, fueling their success and creating a positive impact in the industry and the world at a large level. Yeah.
So let's put a point on it for our audience. So what have been some of your notable use cases and wins?
Torrent has like numerous notable use cases and wins marking our continuous success in the industrial transformation. But let me take one example in the metal casting industry. In the casting line, there are 12 steps. It starts, you receive the ingot in the metal in the factory, you melt it, then it goes into the degassing cycle, and then it goes into the holding furnace, then casting, and then heat treatment, so and so forth. There are 12 steps, as I mentioned. And let's take the example in the casting process itself. So in the casting process, it's a very, very complex process. The part is complex. It is impacted by the molten metal temperature. Also, how the degassing is done, how the geometry of the mold is also impacting. So what we did for the casting industry, when the molten metal is taking a shape in the mold, there is a variation in pressure. And when the metal is injected, now this pressure injection, the molten metal injection into the mold is done by compressed air, right? So then if there is a leakage in the air, the molten metal in certain part creates bubble and it does not reach to the all the parts of the mold. So that means we need to increase the temperature of the mold in order to keep it liquid. That means that requires more energy. And if there is a bubble, the part is scrapped. So with our solution, with our software, we recommended our clients how to optimize the process in a way that the scrap is reduced in the casting process. And we could reduce, as I said, more than 50% scrap in the casting process and more than 18% energy bill for our clients in the casting process itself.
It's quite an impact that you've had. In fact, I'd say what attracted us to Tavarit is the idea of industrial impact. So not just on productivity, which clearly you're doing, but also the positive impact you're having on planet and people, and specifically in the metal casting industry in Germany and wider Europe. Can you tell us a little bit about that industrial impact?
Yeah, sure. So let's consider, how many casting plants are there in the world. There are 45,000 casting plants. So metal casting plants are worldwide. And out of that, if you consider Germany, Germany has 513 metal casting factories here in Germany, which itself provides a huge potential. Now, let's consider, very conservative number, like average size of having like 50 million turnover for a factory, right? And then that makes the industry 25 billion turnover in Germany itself, minimum, right? And if you consider Europe, it is like even consider four times higher than 100 billion. What impact we have created in one plant is like 900 metric tons of CO2 saving per plant per year. We have proven this for our clients. Now, if you consider Germany itself, that all the plants, which means 500,000 tons of CO2 saving, which we can do that in Germany. And if we go to Europe-wide, it is like conservatively four times higher than, it's a 2 million tons of CO2 saving, which we can achieve within Europe. So that's the impact which we are talking. And now, the advantage for Tavarit is like being niche, right? So there is no other solution which is really focused on a casting industry very specifically. So we have the possibility to impact this plant. Right? So we are the one industry-leading solution for the casting industry. So this 2 million tons of CO2 saving is the impact which we can create across Europe in the casting industry. We are not talking about other metal processes, only in casting.
That is a phenomenal impact that you're having. Curious, you mentioned metal casting be a very conservative old industry in terms of its uses of technology. So how do you know when an organization is ready to adopt your solution? And I guess what best practices have you seen in realizing the potential value of your solution?
You are right. So the industry, many of the factories are not ready to adopt the artificial intelligence. They have their own challenges. And determining the readiness of the organization to adopt our solution involves assessing their progress across different levels of preparedness. We have identified five levels, each indicating a stage of readiness for adopting our AI solution and realizing its potential value. Right? If you consider level one, it is data-aware. Organization at this level understands the importance of digitalization and recognize that AI can address their day-to-day challenges, such as scrap reduction and sustainability. And they have identified specific problem they want to solve using AI. And this we consider data-aware only. Second is like a hardware rate. At this level, the organization have installed sensors in their machines and use PLC to collect data from these sensors. Third is data ready. Organization in this stage collects data from the key performance indicators, such as quality, availability, performance, and energy consumption. They have traceability solutions in place and store data in scalable, secure, and agile manner. Level 4 is data-driven. Organization at this level actively monitor and analyze the data they have already collected. They started making decisions based on these data insights, leveraging the information to drive improvements and optimize operations. And level 5 is AI ready. Integration and preparation of these data sources, merge, harmonize the data, use the data for their basis for decision making, and look into the future by using data for predictive purposes. And the best practices we have observed in realizing the potential value of our solution include the development of digitalization strategy, integration of existing data sources, consolidation of the data in a central system, implementation of the secure data storages, so and so forth, right? So there are multiple steps involved. Ultimately, organizations become AI ready by integrating necessary computing capacity, defining specific application and KPIs for implementing algorithms and training those algorithms and applying algorithms in real time. And by following these practices, by practice of these 5 levels, no industry, no factory is ready at, like, from day 1 to up to level 5, right? So it's a mindset change as well. It's a change management topic. So it takes time for that. But if they follow these 5 steps, which we have already defined, you know, we really, when we go to the client, we help them. First, we identify where they are at this moment, you know, maybe at level 1 or level 3. And from there, we handhold that journey up to level 5, AI readiness, and start providing prescription. And these are the best practices in the industry.
Wow, that's a really nice hierarchy that you put together. It's effectively a digital transformation, both hierarchy, but also maybe roadmap in that regard. I think the challenge we often see is the more older the industry, the more likely that companies like Tavart will need to come in and actually help them with some of the earlier stages to get the benefit of the later stage. And thus, you know, the challenge is you always get pulled into some sense of professional services, right? Which is kind of hard to escape from. I know you guys have had actually some interesting solutions in terms of your channel partnerships and things like that. But I really like the fact that you put the structure around this whole journey. And in fact, there's probably a white paper and or maybe a deep dive podcast on using that framework someday. So
we'd be happy to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate that. So you can't have an AI topic these days, at least as we're recording this, and not talk about generative AI, or AKA ChatGPT, or what we jokingly call chat IoT. So where are your clients seeing some of the largest impact of AI in their operations? And are you seeing any examples of generative AI style interfaces?
Yeah. So I have seen in the industry, like, people started talking about that more on a personal basis. But when it comes to the industry, they think about that, okay, this can be helpful to them. But as I mentioned in just 2 minutes before, these 5 levels, which they are not yet there in the production, and we are working on the production level, right? They are not there. So they think about that, you know, how can, you know, ChatGPT help them in their day-to-day operations in productions? But there is no identified use cases they have seen or they have started looking into in this technology. Of course, this technology is creating a lot of interest, which is good for us. I mean, as a market, you know, when you are providing AI solutions to the factories, and there are other technologies like ChatGPT, which is making this well known, the AI, you know, it spread the awareness about AI, which helps us selling our solution. And I see that gradually, you know, down the line, 2 to 5 years, we'll also see adoption of ChatGPT in the production. But at this moment, they are not talking too much about that yet.
Yeah, it's funny. I was at a dinner conversation last night, and it took place, or it started, the conversation went to how are you using ChatGPT, you know, from recipes to, you know, generating. One person was with an HR group, and she's using it to effectively write policies, right? I mean, it's pretty amazing when you start to think about all the different uses, but it's clearly something on the roadmap. So maybe we'll call it level 6, you know, AI plus ready or something like that in the future.
Yeah.
So when you're not busy leading Tavart, you're active in entrepreneurial organizations, including TIE and GINSPE, as we mentioned earlier. What's your remit in these roles, and how do you think this helps you be a better entrepreneur yourself?
So my roles within the organization like TAI and GINSEP, TAI, I was a president in 2016 till 2018. So 2 years I was leading that organization in Germany. And the thing, the beauty about TAI is meeting different entrepreneurs. So there are always, you know, when I was a president, every week I used to meet like 2 to 3 new entrepreneurs who they used to bring new ideas and the spark in their eyes, the positive impact that they want to create in the world. And they are willing to go extra mile to achieve that impact, right? So that's that advantage I had and I have now also when I go to the TAI event and meet different entrepreneurs. So, and sometimes, you know, you, as an entrepreneur, you find different difficulties, right? So everybody has certain challenges which they need to overcome. Here, I get an opportunity to discuss those challenges and how to overcome these challenges in order to make Tori better prepared for the future. So that's TAI. GINSEP is a German-Indian startup exchange program, which is like promoted by German government. And I get a lot of connections between these two countries. And we have 2 offices. This also help us, you know, to certain extent. The challenges, for example, you know, when we have visa-related issues or any other issues which is impact, which is out of the government processes, then GINSEP help. I mean, I get some guidance from them and then, you know, we can solve those issues.
It's commendable that you do that, giving back to your resident country now, you know, the economy and clearly creating more bridges between your native India and the rest of Europe. So I'm impressed. And it was one of the criteria that we looked at relative to investing in you guys as well. So in closing, I always like to ask, you know, where do you find your personal inspiration?
I meet a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs. 2 weeks back, I was in Berlin meeting around 100 founders. There is an event which is High Growth Icons. 100 founders get together in a closed room environment. They speak openly their challenges, how they overcome those challenges. So a lot of inspiration I get from different founders. And they are like, they have raised multi-million euros. You know, some of them are like a unicorn. And that journey, how they took their journey, that path, I get a lot of inspirations, how they overcame their challenges in day-to-day life, right? Also, I read a lot of books. One of the favorite is like, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. It's by Marshall Goldsmith. That's a very nice book. And it's true as well, right? So when every day is a different day, you reach and achieve certain milestone based on your capability and your work, which might not be true, hold true for the future, right? So you need to be innovative. You need to be learning on a day-to-day basis to reach the next milestone. And this is a beautiful book, you know, I highly recommend reading this book, you know, to everyone, this Marshall Goldsmith, What Got You Here Won't Get You There.
Good recommendation. It's often a quote we use when we talk with early stage founders who are attempting to take their company into usually later stage growth, right? And how to best effectively pivot your own skill set, you know, to be able to carry the company to the next level. So somehow I think we won't have that conversation with you down the line. So, so Suhas, thank you for sharing this time and these insights with us today.
Thank you very much for having me in this Digital Thread podcast.
It's been a real pleasure. So this has been Suhas Patel, CEO and founder of Tavarit, driving sustainable and zero waste metal manufacturing. Thank you for listening, and please join us for the next episode of our Digital Thread podcast series. We wish you a momentous day. You've been listening to the Momenta Digital Thread podcast series. We hope you've enjoyed the discussion, and as always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. Please check our website at momenta.one for archived versions of podcasts, as well as resources to help with your digital industry journey. Thank you for listening.